Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Tuesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, it's wonderful to be with you. In 2 Timothy, one of my favorite verses, you know, when people are standing before death, and the death is simply because of their relationship with Christ, and then they say something like Paul said, I suffer these things, meaning death, and I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him. When you hear that and see that, that emboldens your faith for the Lord as well. And that's what he's saying to Timothy, because he wants Timothy to not be ashamed and to be bold, to verbally and visually, with his lips and his life, declare the majesty of Christ. And now he says something else glorious about this Christ. I want you to see in the conclusion of 2 Timothy chapter 1. He says in verse 13, follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. So here, the Apostle Paul has instructed Timothy that he is to live a life of stewardship, that is faithfulness. What's required of a steward? To be faithful. First of all, I want you to be faithful by following the pattern of the sound words. Now, you can't have a sound life without sound doctrine, and you can't have sound doctrine without sound words. And he says, I want you to have the sound words of the Word of God, the pattern of the Word of God that you have heard. Follow not only the precepts, but the pattern that you find. You know, we believe not only that every word in the Bible is given by God, but the very order of the words. They're not delivered haphazardly. They're delivered with a pattern, and your life ought to have a patterned life after the patterned doctrine of the patterned sound words that come from the Word of God. That means you need to be under good, solid biblical preaching. I believe other than your commitment to Christ, the most important decision you ever make in your life is what preaching you listen to, how you listen to it, and what you do with what you've heard. Timothy had a good preacher. He had the Apostle Paul. Now Timothy is called to be a good preacher. But you're a good preacher because you've had a good preacher, and that good preacher has given you the Word of God, the whole counsel of God, so you follow what you have heard from Paul. And that what you have heard from Paul is the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Good preaching and good teaching always brings you back to Jesus. Well, how do you follow Christ Jesus? Well, then his next verse tells you, by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. In other words, you can know the Word of God. You can live the Word of God. You can make known the Word of God so that others can live the Word of God, which then brings you to Christ, the preeminent Savior and Lord. And all of that is possible because the Word of God brings you to Christ, which you have heard. And the Holy Spirit is the enabler. He is the illuminator. He is the teacher. He is the counselor. He is the comforter. He is your strength. He is your power. So guard the good deposit entrusted to you. What was that good deposit entrusted to Timothy that he is to guard and make use of as a good steward? Well, number one, God's given you your salvation. Be a good steward of the salvation that God's given you. He's given you spiritual gifts for ministry. Use your ministry gifts wisely. Be a good steward. He has given you the Word of God. Be a good steward of the Word of God, which you have been given by Christ. And he has given you the Holy Spirit. Be a good steward. Don't grieve the Spirit. Surrender to the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Keep step in the Spirit. And finally, he has given to you a relationship with Christ and a calling from Christ to encourage and bring others to Christ and equip them in Christ. That's what God has given to you. Follow the pattern and produce a life that is a sound life by God's grace through the Holy Spirit, centered upon Christ as a good steward so that others can see and hear this Christ from you, in you, and through you for the glory of that Christ. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.